Gossip Girl here, your one and only source into the scandalous lives of Manhattan's elite.
I would like to cordially invite you to join this summer's group of artists at the Italian Arts and Letters Institute in Rome.
I would never stand in the way of an opportunity like that. You have to take it.
You didn't hear her or Chuck. It was like she wanted me to leave so she could spend all summer with him.
I'm saying no.
Why?
I can work anywhere.
I don't think my relationship can.
It's over. And unless you want the whole world to know you run a high-class prostitution ring, you're going to walk away from the Spectator forever.
My computer's gone.
Gossip Girl. She took it.
How do you know that?
Because we set you up.
The old Gossip Girl hurt people, but I'm different.
No, you're not, Serena. Either way, it's over. The real Gossip Girl's back.
Whatever you saw, or you think you saw, you can't tell Chuck.
He has a right to know.
Do you realize how many people get hurt if this gets out?
Whatever it is, you can tell me where.
You need to go back into that house.
Oh my God.
Where is she being, Serena? And who am I? That's not the secret I'll ever tell. You know you love me. XOXO. Gossip Girl.
So the car accident was real.
I was lucky to survive it. But it wasn't an accident. I'd been threatened.
By who?
A very powerful competitor of mine. I had information on some transactions of his that could have put him away for a very long time when his threats didn't work.
You had someone ram your limo with a truck that you could have gone to the police. You didn't have to.
Yes, I did. He'd made it quite clear that both you and Lily were fair game. Once I realized his threats weren't empty, the only way out was to make him believe he'd already won. Once I got to the hospital that night, I thought that would be my best chance.
So what? You just need some doctor to switch off the machines? Hope Lily was crying so much she would have noticed you were actually still breathing? What did we bury in that coffin?
Charles, I'm here with you now trying to explain.
Humphrey Residence, Blair Waldorf speaking. Oh, hi, Alessandra. Ray's in the shower. Can I take a message? Mm-hmm. Got it. Yeah, no, don't worry. I will tell him the second I see him. That was your agent. She wants you to reconsider the program in Rome, which is odd, because you told me they went with someone else.
Well, yesterday when you ended up with Chuck, I was a little nervous about leaving for the whole summer. And I know you told me there's other people there, it's not romantic, but come on, it's Chuck.
So you lied to me.
I figured you would think I was just some jealous freak if I told the truth.
Well, maybe because you are. But you don't have to be. You have nothing to worry about. Take the offer. It's an amazing opportunity, and I would never stand in the way of it.
It means the entire summer apart.
But it's not like I can't come visit. Rome is just two glasses of Chardonnay away. Call her back. It's not too late to change your mind.
I assure you there's no need to worry. The police were never there. The entire thing was a false alarm. Your wife will not find out. And if you are indeed headed for a third divorce, it will not be due to this. No, no bother at all. Cheers.
I want you out of here today.
After all the fun we've had together?
And what would people think if they knew about your side business?
Is that a threat? Because I am your main financial backer, and we did sleep together. Sometimes right here in these offices. So exposing me would only embarrass the Spectator. And you.
And I'll find another way. You've done nothing but spread lies and cause trouble since you arrived. I want to actually build something here. And I can't do that with you around.
You have no idea what I've gone through to legitimize myself. I've worked hard for this paper, and I'm not about to step aside. And as for my other business, I'm really more of a figurehead now. Darling, don't look so disturbed. There are far worse things than being stuck with the likes of me.
Guess what I found out this morning?
B, I know what you're gonna say, but first, I really want to tell you.
Dan turned down the opportunity to spend the summer in Rome with the world's literary luminaries, and do you know why? Because he's scared of leaving me here with Chuck. Can you believe it?
Sort of.
I mean, the most important thing in a relationship is trust. After sex, and hygiene, and earning potential. Wait, what did you think I was going to say?
Oh, no, I mean, no, it's not important. Nowhere near as important as Dan in Italy and his trust issues. We should go get coffee and you should tell me more about it.
Wait, okay. Using a very generous grading curve and rounding up because I like your outfit, that lie was a C+ at best. What is going on?
It's something I've been wanting to talk to you about for a while now. I've been posting on Gossip Girl as Gossip Girl. For a couple of months now.
What? How is that possible?
When Georgina left town, she gave me her laptop, and it had a direct link to the Gossip Girl server, passwords, the software, everything.
Yes, you had me at Georgina, but I can't believe it. Why didn't you tell me?
I don't know. I felt like it was something I had to keep secret from everyone. I mean, my best friend, even. I know it was wrong, and I'm so sorry.
I mean, I could have helped. Sealing fates, forging destinies, like an imperious Greek goddess, imposing her will on the guileless masses. But I was wondering why Gossip Girl is being so nice to me lately, and a little off her game. No offense.
So you're not mad?
I am furious with you for not sharing your good fortune and omnipotence. But right now, I have to go replace my mother's La Mer before she returns from Paris and discovers that I've used it all.
Wait, let me do that for you, my first act of contrition.
Oh, please. You think I'm cashing in your Gossip Girl guilt chip on some overpriced eye cream? I'll think of something more useful.
It's not like I planned any of it. I needed help. So I contacted an old friend.
Diana Pang.
In her line of work, she has a network of influential contacts throughout the world. She utilized them to keep me safe and hidden. She also kept me informed. When you needed blood, we had to act fast. She sent me back into the country so I could provide it for you.
Thank you for that. There's just so much I want to know. I guess now we have time, you can tell me everything.
Unfortunately, I'm afraid our time is up. If the man I'm hiding from were to discover I was still alive, he'd try and kill me again. Or go after you.
Let's go after him.
All you need to know is that as long as I'm still around, we're all in danger. I was supposed to leave last night, but my departure was delayed because of the commotion you and your friends caused. It was wonderful to get to see you again. Something I didn't think I'd ever be able to do. But I'm afraid you have to go now.
What is this? You're kicking me out? And then what? You're going to disappear? Leave me? Alone again?
It's for your own safety. Sorry.
Can you hear my heart? Hear my heart now. The room's a fire and it's burning me down.
Thank you for meeting me.
What can I do for you, Chuck?
I just found out from an extremely reliable source someone was after my father right before his death. I want to know who it was.
That was years ago. Why would a source come to you now?
Just look in a way. I'll triple your usual fee if you can get me a name by noon.
I'm sorry, I can't help you with this. Not only am I on assignment, but frankly, this seems like a waste of both our time.
If you won't help me, I'll find someone who can.
Sometimes looking for answers only leads to more questions.
Serena, hey, is Blair up there?
No, she's gonna run an errand.
I have some news on this prize away.
And sometimes you're better off not knowing.
Chuck, I can't really be seen with you right now. But how are you doing? Are you okay?
I'm from it. I have to find a way to stop my father from leaving tonight.
Leaving? But you just found him.
You left to keep me safe. Now it's my turn to save him. Is there anywhere you have to be right now?
But the best way to avoid giving an answer is to avoid the question altogether.
Is my mother back? Did she notice the eye cream already?
No, it's actually Dan. He's waiting here with big news to surprise you with.
I'm with Chuck.
B.
No, it's not like that. He needs me. He's going through an extremely difficult time right now.
Yeah, of course he is. Especially if it means taking away from Dan to be with him. And you just told me Dan is having trust issues.
I know, but this is life or death. And other than not being able to say where I am, what I'm doing, or who I'm waiting for, I honestly have nothing to hide.
Well, Dan needs you too, and you can't be two places at once.
You're right. I'll be right there. Whatever news he has, I'm sure it won't take too long to relay. Chuck, I'm sorry. I want to stay, but something came up. Do you mind if I...
Diana will see you now.
I can handle this part on my own. Thanks for waiting with me.
I don't suppose you came here to thank me.
Thank you for what? Not telling me my father was alive, pretending to be my mother, or screwing my best friend.
You mean for keeping your father alive, for pretending to be your mother to protect him, and, well, I don't expect you to thank me for Nate. Perhaps I should thank you for that one.
Look, I'm not here to hug it out or bond over my father's resurrection. I just need your help in keeping him here.
I'm afraid that's not possible.
I think it is. You've been helping him hide. I think you know who from. Who tried to kill my father? I know it was one of his competitors, someone powerful enough to scare him into hiding these last few years. I just want a name.
Does your father know you're here?
If you really want to help him, help me put an end to this.
If I do agree, and only if, you can now say who told you. I'll need something else from you. It's not a small request.
The price is no concern. I need this to happen as fast as possible. Make them an offer they can't say no to. And offer them more. Make this happen. Now.
Hungry?
Thirsty.
Blair asked me to come check on you. Everything okay?
Blair asked you to do that?
Oh, I owe her a favor. Or 12.
I don't need a babysitter.
Besides, he already has one.
I'm sorry, Serena told me you were waiting. I had to go to 5 different stores to find the right eye cream.
No, don't worry about it. I was just catching up on some reading, which is actually for you.
A Rome travel guide.
Yeah, I talked to Alessandra, who talked to the people at the program, and they said I can still go to Rome. If I want, but the best part is, you can come with me.
Oh. Wow. All summer?
Yeah, we would have to meet with an alumnus from the program since the chairwoman is already on her way back to Italy. You know, I mean, it's a small group, so they have to vet everyone's plus one.
Yeah, of course. It sounds reasonable.
Only thing is, the interview would have to be today, since it's so last minute. So what do you think? Spend the summer with me in Italy?
Becky doing here? Has she come to you for help?
Nathaniel, can I speak with you privately?
Just a moment, please.
Take your time.
You still want her out, right?
Yes. Lola and I are coming up with a plan.
There's no need to scheme. I've taken care of it. There's a paper in London which is in need of a facelift. I've arranged for Diana to take it over to bargain basement price.
Wait, she didn't want to leave. What else did you promise her?
That you wouldn't expose her previous profession. Let her leave with her reputation still intact.
So she gets everything she wants? Where's the justice in that?
There's justice in getting what we want. You wanted Diana out. I got her out. And it's good business for me. Now all I need to do is finalize the deal.
Hey, B. Diana's here, and so is Nate. It's super tense. You have to tell me what's going on.
I can't ask. I'm sorry. But text me what Chuck's mood is like when they leave. That way I'll know if I'm needed.
Oh, hey, what was Dan's big surprise?
It was more of an ambush. He got into this writing program in Rome, and he wants me to go with him the whole summer.
Oh, how dare he? Blair, that's amazing.
I told him I had to check my calendar to buy some time to think.
Oh, what's there to think about? Rome for the summer sounds like a dream.
But not for Romans. The whole place will be crawling with Americans.
And you can be two of them.
But it's a big decision. And after spending last summer at Louise's side, I was hoping to do my own thing.
So your indecision has nothing to do with Chuck?
Absolutely not. My concern for him at this time is about something entirely unrelated.
Which you can't tell me about. Bea, I hate being out of the loop. Come on.
It's simply not up to me to tell. Sorry. But text me with updates as to how he's doing. Taking the offer?
Getting everything she wants. She's done nothing but lie to us, and now she's being rewarded for it.
Well, at least she'll be gone soon.
Yeah, we should probably warn London. I mean, she's going to be playing the exact same games over there, and there's not a thing we can do to stop her.
Maybe we can. Chuck agreed that you wouldn't out Diana's secret, but he didn't say anything about me.
So? What's the verdict?
I'm in.
Great. I'll call the liaison for the program to see when he can come over.
After all your father's done to protect you, I would hate to see this end in tragedy. Are you sure you want to know who tried to kill him?
Yes, I'm sure. And we have a deal.
All right, then. Mason Nevins. One of your father's fiercest competitors with known ties to organized crime. And a liking for twins.
I don't care about his sex life.
Oh, but you should. He's quite the family man, demands the utmost discretion. Now, I'm scheduled for two of my girls to pay him a visit. If someone were to catch him in the act, that someone would have extremely valuable blackmail material. If your father knew, I doubt he'd approve.
Which is why not telling him is part of the deal.
Right. Standing appointment. The James Hotel, Skyline Suite, 4 p.m. He's going to come alone. He doesn't want anyone to know about this, and that includes his henchmen.
Why is he doing business with you?
That's odd. It's my friend from the Times. She can't possibly know about our little deal yet, unless my phone is tapped. Which I wouldn't put past her. Hang on. Marlena, darling, how are you? You don't say. An anonymous tip. Yes, I suppose that would be quite the scandal if it were true, but... Hang on. The deal is off and you can forget about using my girls.
Marlena, you can't say always. They say the truth will set you free, but some truth comes at a price.
What have you done?
Okay, someone has to tell me what's going on here.
We couldn't let her get away without any consequences. She's done nothing but deceive all of us, including you. It just wasn't right.
Yeah, we're sorry we messed up your deal, but this was beyond business. It was personal.
You have no idea how personal. I made that deal with her so she would help get my father out of hiding.
But your father, you mean Jack?
Bart. He's alive.
bone, Dorota, really. Our guest is Italian. I don't think that beige plates are very la dolce vita.
You don't think this is too much? And it's just an interview with one person.
Well, we want to impress him, right?
I think they're just trying to make sure we're a sane, stable couple. I guess they've had some trouble in the past. Apparently, Padma Lakshmi and Salman Rushdie broke up during their stay, and it caused all kinds of drama.
You know what? You're right. This is all wrong.
Yeah, it's a little overboard.
No, it's not enough. We don't want pastries. We want gelato.
What? Whoa.
But it's important for us to show how much we love Italian culture, and what says that better than gelato?
I go get gelato, Miss Blair.
No, it's okay. I will do it, Dorota. You never get the right flavors anyway. No one likes pistachio anything. But, you know, we have an hour. I'll be back with plenty of time, I promise.
So all these years, he never made any attempt to contact you?
Or my mom.
Too risky. My memory serves me right. Lily was in the process of leaving him for Rufus. He only came out of hiding to save me after the accident. I was hoping to return the favor. But your little girlfriend ruined that plan when she exposed Diana. I hope she feels justice has been served because she cost me my father.
Hey, ease up. She didn't know about Bart. None of us did.
Well, is there anything we can do to help?
I'm not sure. Once this guy shows up and Diana's girls aren't there, he's gonna know something isn't right. I need to come up with a new plan fast.
You don't need a new plan. You just need new girls. And since you have a Juilliard actress at your disposal and one who wants to fix what you broke...
I'm sure she'd love the chance to make things right.
Wonderful. Just tell her it's a non-union job. While we rehearse, you go after Diana and make sure she doesn't cancel her client's appointment. We don't want to put on a show to an empty house. Hurry. We only have an hour. You're going to need every minute I can spare.
Bart, it's Diana. Start getting ready. You're leaving earlier than scheduled. And I'm coming with you. Oh, well, I hope you've got that check for me.
We have to get going.
You said you needed twins, right? Or at least two blondes around the same height. Ivy owes me.
I'll do whatever it takes to help. I'd love to get back in the gang. But just to clarify, in order to be back in the gang, you would have had to be in the gang to begin with.
We don't need Ivy. I can do it. After all, but you have that thing you need to get to.
Actually, I have a different acting job for you. A part you know better than anyone.
Mr. Daniel Humphrey, this Mr. Emilio Pivano.
Thank you for coming on such short notice. It's a pleasure to meet an esteemed alumnus of the program.
I read your book. Not a bad debut. Easy to see the potential.
Thank you.
How many people were you expecting?
Only you. That's just my girlfriend, Blair. She loves variety and themes. In fact, funny story. Being that the program's in Rome, she wanted us to have gelato. So she went out to get some since we didn't have it here.
Knowing Miss Blair, she got to Chelsea Market for best gelato in city.
And I mean, what says Italy better than gelato? She'll be back in just a moment.
Sorry, I'm late. I got stuck in traffic. Babe, I'm sorry. Hi, I'm Blair Waldorf. So nice to meet you.
Looks like S is BSing as B. Let's hope this works. There's no place like Rome.
Where is the gelato?
I actually didn't even like him at first. I thought that he was annoying and unpopular and from Brooklyn. And I would antagonize him on a daily basis. We really couldn't stand each other for years. But it's like a movie now, you know, because we're just madly in love.
not that madly. It's a calm, stable love. We're never very secure in it. We don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, it's like we're meant to be. Like Brad and Angelina once they got rid of Jennifer.
Yeah, I mean, not that dramatic. Obviously, there was no Jennifer. Not to excuse Blair, she's not really feeling herself today.
You know, the point is, if Dan is in Rome, I want to be in Rome. Mm.
That sounds wonderful. You two make an interesting couple. Excuse me one moment, I have to take this call. Marisa, si scusa, mi sono ancora qui.
Where the hell was Blair? If she didn't want to come to Rome with me, she should have just said so.
Something came up.
Is she with Chuck?
No, of course not. She's with Eleanor, but she knows how important this is to you, and she wants to go, so she sent me in her place.
You're not really helping.
No, he just said we'd make an interesting couple.
Not in a good way. I cannot believe that Blair would do this. What could be more important?
I handpicked these myself. You really want us to wear one of those?
If it helps you get into character. Or you can have them choose your outfit and stay clothes for now. Okay, when Nevin shows up, take charge immediately. Remember, you are pros. You call the shots.
What if he wants to touch us?
Swat his hand away and tell him no. Treat him like the dog he is.
How do you know this will work?
You think this is the first time I've entrapped someone with prostitutes? Every good girl has a pair. Now, when the time is right, Chuck will burst in and take pictures, and then your work here is done. Oh, and if you get his clothes off before you cuff him to the bed, it'll make things a lot easier.
What are you doing here?
Came to say a proper goodbye.
Sorry, short on time. Besides, what about your girlfriend?
That's not what I meant. Your friend from the Times is on her way here now. She seems interested in hearing what I have to say.
Why would she believe you?
I made a copy of your day planner. I can explain the code.
You don't understand. I have to reach Bart.
As if you care about anyone but yourself.
Nate. I made several bad choices early on in life, but I wanted to escape that world and start fresh. The Spectator's my shot at doing that, and being here with you, it's the happiest I've ever been.
I don't believe you. You lied to me from the moment we randomly met in Los Angeles, and you're lying to me now.
I never lied about my feelings to you. I think in your heart you know that. Nate, I can't go back to my old life. And I stand no chance of starting a new one with my name in the headlines. Must you keep me here to humiliate me on top of all that?
I apologize for cutting this short, but I think we covered everything.
Thank you for coming by. I'm sorry if we wasted your time.
Not your fault. Lucia insisted we did this. But I'm sure you'll both have a nice time in Rome. Just watch out for pickpockets. Che bastardi.
Wait a second, I'm sorry. Are you saying that we got in?
Of course. This was just a formality. And if I didn't have a deadline to meet for my new novel, I would love to sit around and chat more with you guys. You really do make a lovely couple. A lot of energy, that one.
Hello. I'm Eleanor Walder.
Oh, you have a lovely daughter. I can see where she gets her beauty from.
Okay, thank you so much for coming by. Don't forget that deadline, buddy.
Serena, how are you?
Hello. I am good. Thank you.
Where's Blair?
I haven't seen her yet. Excuse me.
So what if we, like, lay down on the bed in a sexy pose?
Yeah, or, I don't know, maybe we could just, like, stand here and look sexy.
hearing all of those crazy exercises in acting class. Who would have thought that we'd end up here?
Holding an imaginary orange in our hands.
Oh. Oh, God, Shira. Break a leg. Or whatever.
Are you Diana's girls?
Strip down to your underwear and get on the bed.
You don't understand.
We heard you like it rough. What do you want your safe word to be?
I'm not the client. Chuck sent me. You're in danger, and so is Bart. Nevin's got wise to your plan. Chuck's on his way to see Bart now, and we're supposed to regroup there. He said that you would know the way.
I do, yeah.
Well, good, because we really need to go. Come on.
I wish you would have told me earlier you were having your PI take the pictures. I told the girls you would be doing it.
I am. What are you talking about?
Andrew Tyler. I saw him get into an elevator as I came down. You didn't send him?
I didn't send Andrew anywhere.
Lola? Ivy?
Where did they have gone?
Uh-oh, Chuck. You might need to have your private investigator investigated.
So I'm a little confused. First, Blair says she's running out to get gelato, and then you say she's with Eleanor, and then Eleanor says she hasn't seen Blair all day, so where's Blair?
She's with Chuck.
I knew it.
I know it's hard, Dan, but you're gonna have to trust her.
How am I supposed to trust her around Chuck when I know she doesn't love me? I mean, that's the real reason she doesn't want to come away with me. I'm sorry, I should talk about this to someone else.
No, I can handle it.
I told Blair I loved her. And she didn't say it back.
Oh, Dan, you know how many times she's been burned by that word. First, Chuck took a year to say it, and then Louise said it too soon. I know how much she cares about you. She may not have said it then, but she will.
Even if that is true, it doesn't change the fact that she lied to me.
This lie is different. It's life or death.
Come on, I know you Upper East Siders are partial to hyperbole, but it's...
Not this time. Bart Bass is alive.
What?
Bart? Hello? This is the room he was in yesterday. Maybe he changed rooms. You stay here. We'll go check.
How about I come with you? For protection.
Oh, wait. Here he comes.
What the...
Surprised to see me? So you found out I was still alive.
Leave us.
Person I saw before the accident. You got out of the car right before it happened.
When Blair told me she saw you at the hotel earlier, I started thinking. It wasn't a competitor that tried to kill him.
It was you.
You hired me to gather intel on Nevins, and I did. A lot of it. But he found out and he threatened me and my family. It was either you or them, so I turned. I told him I'd work for him. And to prove my loyalty, I'd help get you out of the way. I told him where you'd be, in the car. And they told me when to get out.
Did you get all that?
Every word. Officers?
An awakening of sound. Wrapped up and ready to go.
I guess now the police know the truth. They'll be sticking around.
When you care about someone, you want them to stay.
In.
Someone from the Times is here?
Yeah, tell her Diana's already gone and she took her day planner with her.
But sometimes showing you care means letting them go.
Hi.
Hey.
How'd everything go?
Pretty great, considering. Bart Bass is alive and safe. Chuck stayed up there with him. They're talking to the police.
And Ivy and Lola.
You would have been proud if you liked either of them. But if Lola hadn't texted where they were going, we might not have ever beat them up there.
Maybe I should give her some more credit.
Well, thanks for covering for me with Dan. I called him on the way back. He said, we're going to Italy.
Well, that's great news, isn't it?
Of course. I just hope they're not disappointed with the real Blair Waldorf when they meet her.
Oh, they never could be. But you should probably know you volunteered to teach English at a local school while you're there.
Well, I guess I can't spend all my time shopping on the Via Condotti. You can only stare up at the Sistine Chapel for so long. Thanks, S. You really are my best friend.
I love you, B.
I love you, too.
Speaking of which, maybe it's time to tell Dan how you feel about him.
He told you about that? I'm not ready. I really want the next person I say to be the last.
You're packing to come home, right?
Right. Now that we have Tyler's confession, we can get Nevins. And I can show my face again. I want to thank you, son. I didn't think this was going to be possible. But the way you took control, got me out of this mess, makes me think I did something right in raising you.
I think we both know you didn't raise me. You're too busy with all those inappropriate transient women to teach me any viable life lessons. Except those about inappropriate transient women.
I will have to lay low, hire security,
and take care of it together, like a family. Speaking of which, what about Lily? Have you thought about how you want to break the news to her?
I'm not sure. My relationship with Lily was on the rocks. You and I were going through a difficult time. Maybe hiding all these years was easier than facing things head on.
Well, how about we try group therapy next time instead?
So how did Diana get away? What did she do, go out the window?
Wouldn't put it past her. But whatever happened, I don't think we'll see her again.
You could. Can I get your full attention?
Yeah.
Wait, it's 3 months. We can't spend the entire summer living at Hotel de Russie.
Well, of course not. We also have to stay at the Portrait Suites, which is right above Ferragamo. But of course, maybe more for me.
Do you really want to spend the entire summer with me in Rome? Chuck's dad is alive. That is going to change his world deeply.
His, yes, but not mine.
I understand why you did what you did today, but I need to know for me, for us, what is really happening here.
There's nothing I want more than to spend the summer right by your side. Where are you going?
I just realized that somebody should probably break the news about Bart to my dad.
Well, then I will start researching restaurants. We have 3 months. That's 90 days, which is 270 meals. I may need to create a spreadsheet.
You want to come on your tea before bed, Miss Davina?
I just make friends, Eleanor. Catch up on all the gossip. Watch toddlers and tiaras.
Please, no more tiaras of any kind.
You have smiling eyes. It's so nice to see you away from that computer.
Yeah, the computer's gone. I finally feel like I'm getting my life back. I mean, my friends back, too. Feels good. It's probably there now.
Evening, Upper East Siders. Many of you have complained I've been too kind to S and B these last few months, but all of that's about to change. Because I've got a page from Blair Waldorf's diary where she tells all about who's really in her heart. And there's lots more where that came from, courtesy of her BFF, SVDW. XOXO, Gossip Girl.